Chapter 12.
Up in the rigging! Out on those yardarms, crew!
Finbar Galedeep fought with the tiller to keep the Pale Queen ploughing southwest as he roared orders.
Pile on every scrap of sail, buckos. Log along, search the lockers. We need more canvas. Joseph, lash that boom on the same course we're running, southwest and keel down. I'll show the scurvy flotsam with me own paw on me own tiller. There's not even the seagulls can outsail the old Pearl Queen.
Out on the yards, lashing down sheets like two old salts, Dorian Roof roared into the blasting winds, while at the same time comforting a thoroughly seasick Formole.
Formole, forget that your stomach's heaving. Just roar like we do. You'll feel better right away, promise.
The good mole tried, but he was not convinced, roaring fitfully as he glanced backward to the Shalu.
I wish as we were back home instead of being chased by a girt boatload of vermins.
Strap was perched high on the prow of Shalu. Clinging to the wet lines as the bow dipped and heaved, he howled encouragement at his double crew.
Bend your loose-ridden backs, cullies. I said we'd be sailing south, didn't I? Keep your glims on the prize ahead, the Pearl Queen, me new ship. If I can't catch you with two crews to speed us on, no beast can.
Rapsnout joined him, shouting to be heard above the shrieking gale and hissing spray.
Don't fret your heart, Captain. They got a few lengths stout on us, but we'll overhaul us soon.
You're right there, mate,
Strap said as he wiped bow spray from his eyes.
Get some archers up here and some grappling hooks. When we get close enough, then we'll clap grapplers and hold her close while the archers picks them off. Tell them to get that rogue Galedeep first.
Raps now cackled happily as he leaped down to obey Strap's orders. He spat on his paw and patted a bulkhead.
Ha! That's for luck, Shalu. Old Rapsnout will soon be a new master. Ahoy, Snicker! Get below and break out bows and arrows. Sharko, lay your paws on some grappling irons and lines. Jump to it, messmates. We're lucky rats this day. A ship and crew and plunder too.
Finbar knew his old ship like the hairs on the back of his paw. He ordered triangle sails to be set between the bowsprit and the cable from the topmast, and two square sails sitting low amidships to port and starboard. It worked like a charm, lifting the forward end and sending Pale Queen skimming. Logalog smiled at the sight of many sea rats crammed into the bows of Shalu, sending her head deeper down and slowing her.
Ho-ho! Look at that, Finbar! Shalu's starting to wallow like an old leaky bucket!
Joseph came dashing up.
Finbar, what's that roaring noise I hear?
He shouted. The big sea otter grasped Joseph's paw.
Come aloft with the Galedeep, Bellmaker, and I'll show you.